Sometimes single people ask us for suggestions on how to find a suitable marriage partner. Here's what we often tell them.
Hi there, we're Byron and Francine Perola from Smart Loving, and today we're looking at one of the essential qualities to look for in a mate.
Most people, when quizzed on the kind of qualities that make a good husband or wife, will identify virtues such as kindness, honesty, generosity, work ethic, readiness to forgive, gentleness and good humour, and so on.
These are certainly good qualities to seek in a husband or a wife. They are also good qualities to foster in ourselves and clearly make a person more marriageable and easier to stay married too.
However, if we are honest, most of us would admit that we often fall short of these ideals. After all, who among us can claim to always be completely honest, generous, kind all the time and never lazy or humourless?
The truth is that these virtues are lifetime endeavours. How much these virtues we possess at the beginning of our relationship is not nearly as important as whether we are committed to acquiring more of them over time.
In other words, what matters most is whether we have a willingness to grow. That's the quality or character trait that more than any other forms the foundation of a successful marriage.
Most of us can think of a person who stubbornly refuses to admit their fault or take responsibility for causing offence or harm. It's the kind of person who insists that it is simply who they are and that it is other people's responsibility to provide unconditional acceptance.
True love always seeks the good of the other. Marriage is meant to change both of us for the better, and caring for each other includes helping each other to grow and mature into more virtuous and holy people.
Allowing someone to continue to abuse us, for example, is never an act of love. Love demands that we resist such abuse and require the other to change.
So if you're just starting out in a relationship, look for evidence of growth in both of you. Am I growing in character through this relationship? Is this person growing and becoming more virtuous?
And if you've found yourself with a person who demonstrates a consistent willingness to grow, you may indeed have found yourself a keeper.
To learn more about healthier ways to relate, find us at smartloving.org.